Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you'd like to join us in the course of the program today, well, I see that Biden's ploy to try to buy votes is alive and well and picking your pocket as the Biden administration, an Axios piece out today, has canceled another whopping $7.4 billion in student loans. Now, I don't know any of these groups. I don't pay attention to them. When people send us stuff, we vet it, we make sure it's real, and then we'll air it. But this is an ad put out by some group called the American Action Network. Linda, have you ever heard of them? I have not.
I have not.
But it's a great ad. Let me play it for you.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family.
I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number two today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason.
I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts. My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
Sorry about that. Sweet Baby James was talking. He actually handed me a book. Hey, Sean, there's a guy outside that's a fan. Do you mind signing a book? I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm in the middle of a show.
Listen, you are the king of multitasking, so.
I actually text during live television and live radio. I can do everything at once. It's funny. I apologize. That's like Radio 101. You don't have dead air, you idiot. And I was being, James, I'm blaming you. Why are you handing me a book? Oh, he's such a good guy. He starts explaining to me about some guy named Jerry. I'm like, all right, Jerry showed up at our studios. I'm like, great. I said, I don't mind signing a book. Of course I'll sign the book. I'm grateful that somebody listens, somebody reads, and somebody watches. I'm very grateful. But handing it to me in the middle of the start of the show, not exactly the best timing, Uncle James. But anyway, we love you anyway. Look, this just hits home because that's who's going to pay for all this, all the votes he's trying to buy. Joe Biden is bleeding support of what is the Democratic base coalition, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, young people, suburban women. They are demagoguing. Yeah, Vice President Harris is out in Arizona today. Is she there to look at Joe Biden's border crisis? They just captured somebody that has ties to terror out of Afghanistan. I love these people from Afghanistan and Egypt and China and Russia and Iran and Syria just magically showing up at our border. Oh, I'm sure there was just they want a better life for themselves and their families. Director Ray, and we'll get into a great detail in this later in the program today. You know, warning for now the third time of elevated threats from foreign terror groups across the globe. The terror groups are united in wanting to attack the United States. And the chatter has never been louder. Exactly what I'm telling you. Now, that's the good thing is he's warning us. The bad thing is he's not doing a damn thing or lifting a damn finger to insist that Joe Biden enforce the laws of our country. And there's no excuse for it. If the threat is that bad and that dire and that real, why isn't every resource of the FBI going to secure our border? Why isn't he insisting that Joe Biden abide by the laws of our country? Because if anybody else was doing what Joe Biden is doing and transporting illegal immigrants around the country and telling them to come and inviting them in and not vetting them, it's a clear and present danger. But anyway, I digress. So Biden now has to buy votes. He's bleeding support among the key demographics that create the Democratic coalition or the base of the Democratic Party, which is more radicalized than ever. You see that Joe Biden is so desperate to win re-election that he's even put a knife in the back of our ally Israel. Well, and he's twisted it, basically. What part of terrorism does he not understand? What part of them being a victim of terror does he not understand? What part of they were attacked? It was an unprovoked terrorist attack on Israel, the worst in their history. And they are now fighting for their very survival. And their top ally is telling them to withdraw and to have ceasefires and to get into a peace agreement before they actually win their war on terror. And then the rest of the Democratic Party, they got all freaked out because over 100,000 Democrats in the presidential primary in Michigan decided not to vote for Joe, 18.9% of them, that they're just flipping out that Joe's losing votes. So rather than Joe turning aside his blind political ambition, he'd rather stab Israel in the back. And in the end, what he's doing is he's helping terrorism. He's helping Hamas. Hamas would otherwise, if the United States would strongly support Israel's right to defend itself. I'm not saying to pay for the war. They've asked to buy things from us. You know, all the tens and $100 billion plus dollars going to Ukraine, and we can't support Israel. Even just give them moral support, for crying out loud. They're fighting their own war. And they're now fighting a two-front war because Lebanon, with Hezbollah, again funded by the Iranians that Joe is allowed to get rich by not enforcing sanctions on them selling oil and then giving sanction waivers so Iraq can give them $10 billion for energy and Joe himself offering $6 billion in a ransom payment. It's beyond any comprehension I have. They're the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I thought we were against radical Islamic terrorists. We lived through our own war on terror. We've been the victim of the worst terror attack and worst attack on American soil in history on 9/11/01, 2,977. Well, you extrapolate out the population of Israel, which is much smaller than the U.S., under 10 million, it would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day. And now Joe Biden has turned on our ally. And by turning on them, he is emboldening the terrorists that attacked Israel on October the 7th. By the way, energy prices now have soared nearly 30% since your president took office. I mean, his green energy push is now taking a toll on everybody's budget. Energy prices, particularly the cost of electricity. Now, gas prices, by the way, are creeping up to $4 a gallon again under Joe Biden. We have depleted strategic petroleum reserves because he used all that up in the lead up to the 2022 midterm elections. You know, but the Wall Street Journal had an editorial piece out today that the cost of electricity has now climbed 29.4%. You know, do any of these White House officials, do they pay electric bills? Because they say that the president's climate agenda is reducing electric power rates, even at the cost of running your dishwasher, as the cost of running your dishwasher is skyrocketing. A dishwasher, I'm sure, is next on the list after they ban your gas stove. By the way, it's unbelievable the times we're living in. But since January of 21, these electricity prices have soared a whopping 29.4%, 50% more than the overall inflation, 13 times faster than the previous 7 years, according to the Wall Street Journal analysis of Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Meanwhile, in those 7 years before Biden took office, electricity prices only rose 5% just in that short period, not much longer period of time. His Inflation Reduction Act poured a whopping $369 billion into these boondoggle environmental projects, including grants to renewable energy companies and subsidies for electric vehicles and solar panels. Most of this money is being wasted, we're already learning. From January of 2021 to now, electricity prices are up dramatically higher. Gasoline prices are 52.1% higher today than when Biden took office. There's no improvement. And you're feeling it every day. Your family's feeling it every day. You know, then the Wall Street Journal goes into the hidden cost of home ownership. You know, that's skyrocketing also, with rising auto insurance rates, home insurance rates, property taxes now going to all-time highs. Maintenance costs are showing little sign of abating. They talk about this one guy, Gary Gondry is his name, has owned a four-bedroom home near a golf course in Louisville, Kentucky since 04. He and his wife paid off their primary mortgage in 21. That hasn't stopped other bills associated with home ownership piling up. Home insurance costs have risen 63% in 2 years. Property taxes, utility costs, homeowners association fees, they've also gone up. I was so sticker shocked, he said. I feared that, you know, they're all here to stay. They're not going down with this guy in the White House, that's for sure. And it's now home ownership affordability has fallen to its lowest rate since the 1980s. Last year is now mortgage rates are now over 7% on average for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Biden's inflation crisis, this was on Fox Business, is costing you, the average American, and the average American family $1,000 a month. Now, according to calculations from Moody Analytics and their chief economist, Mark Zandi, the average family, American family, is now paying on average $1,069 more every month to keep up with the cost of living compared to only 3 years ago before Biden's inflation began. Inflation is not just stalled, but it's moving in the wrong direction. We've seen that not only with the consumer price index that is the number one measure of inflation. Now, wholesale price inflation has hit an 11-month high. We also learned this week the sharpest year-on-year increase in 11 months. This is one day after we learned that inflation went up 3.5% up year to year from last year. Oh, but I thought that we're going to have a soft landing. If you look at the Hill, mortgage rates now have jumped to their highest rate since November as the timeline for a highly anticipated interest rate cuts. You know, they're talking about June. I think Lawrence Summers basically 86 that. If they do it in June, the only reason they're doing it is an outward attempt by the Fed to just help reelect Joe Biden. But the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 7.29%, the highest reading since November. Mortgage Daily News reporting. And they've risen, of course, you know, the day of 3% and 4% 30-year fixed rate mortgages are long gone thanks to Biden. Biden inflation has now pushed credit card delinquency rates to a 12-year high. Average credit card interest rate is now at an all-time high of 20.75%. That's why if you have equity in your home, you want to check in with our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. You could probably save a fortune. All stages of credit card delinquency, 30, 60, 90 days past due, have risen during the fourth quarter of 23 from the highest level since 2012. And Biden's giving away $7.4 billion, taking money away from plumbers and carpenters and electricians and civil servants and teachers and nurses and, you know, people that are making ends meet barely. Unreal. By the way, Linda, you watching the price of gold? Holy moly.
Oh, I am indeed. It is bananas.
Bananas. I'm so thankful. I just, you know, I made a pretty significant purchase back, I don't know, what was it, 8 months ago?
Yeah, about 8 months ago, yeah. From our friends at Gold Co.
From Gold Co., yeah. You know, ever since I was able to start saving money in my later 20s, I've always put a percentage in it. That's just smart.
Yeah,
anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on top of the $7.4 billion in more student loan forgiveness, you're going to love this. I saw it on Breitbart. Nonprofit theater companies across the country are going to get a whopping $5 billion taxpayer-funded bailout under a new plan being promoted by a group of Democrats in the Senate. This bailout comes as prominent stages are facing unprecedented financial crises following their embrace of woke identity politics. People don't want to go see their shows anymore. And as a result, so what are they going to do? Well, they'll just bail them out. We'll take more money from the hardworking American people and give it to them. The Senate passed a resolution nullifying Biden's greenhouse gas emission rule. I'm just going to tell you, U.S. credit card delinquency rates reaching the highest on record. You not understand 60% of our fellow Americans, it all comes down to this, a living paycheck to paycheck. None of this, we don't have to live this way. In 206 days, are you going to do something about it? Or maybe vote on time early by mail and embrace the system we hate, but got to embrace it anyway.
Solid as a rock. Honest. Truthful. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Another morning, you're all set for work. You go out, your car decides it's not going to cooperate, and not a great day to start your, not a great way to start your day. You're not just late, you're stranded. Now, you need to get ahead of these very, very expensive car repairs, and you got to get ahead of it before they strike. That's what CarShield is all about. They're the most trusted vehicle protection company out there. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares. I mean, if you looked at the cost of per hour for any good mechanic lately, wow, they're making a lot of money. Good for them, by the way. Or the cost of replacing an engine or a transmission or any part or electronics in your car, forget it. It's nuts. Anyway, the good thing about CarShield, they cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. Call CarShield today. You'll get a quote from them, 800-587-5060. Or check them out online, carshield.com/Hannity. Their plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance. You have a flat, if you're locked out of your car, they help you out there too. Rental car options available. You can save 20% when you mention my name. Call 800-587-5060. Or on the web, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Don't wait for that expensive repair. 800-587-5060, carshield.com/Hannity. Unbelievable. Oh, a lot of the media mob has been harping on, well, Donald Trump is paying for his legal bills this way and that way. Well, just last weekend, the Biden campaign's finance chair insisted, we're not spending money on any legal bills. The mob, the media, they've been trying to undermine GOP fundraising efforts by ginning up fears that a substantial part of the money is going to cover Donald Trump's legal expenses. By the way, no indication I've seen that it's actually happened, but even if it did, it wouldn't really bother me that much. I think people understand lawfare and they understand a weaponized Department of Justice, which is what we all live under. And Trump's legal expenses were incurred as a direct result of this weaponization of Biden's DOJ and their campaign against Trump, a central part of Joe Biden's campaign. Now we find out that Biden has been using campaign donations himself to cover his legal expenses. And there's not a peep, not one, of protest from anybody in the mob and the media who falsely complained that Donald Trump was doing it. Axios, Biden used campaign donations to help pay his legal bills last year during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents, according to two people familiar with the matter and an Axios review of campaign finance records. The payments made through the DNC are at odds with the Biden campaign's recent attacks on Donald Trump for spending his campaign funds on legal fees. The DNC has been collecting the biggest donations to Biden's reelection effort. They paid more than $1.5 million to lawyers or firms representing Biden during the probe. Those payments were largely for handling the special counsel probe, including bringing on veteran attorney David Loftman, former DOJ or Justice Department official who previously oversaw, you know, some of the probes into Hillary Clinton's email server and Russian interference starting in 2016. They're such hypocrites. By the way, I got to give credit to the White House press secretary, the genius Karine Jean-Pierre. She did offer condolences following the death of O.J. Simpson. She said, our thoughts and prayers are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his families and loved ones. And I'll say this, I know that they have asked for privacy, so we're going to respect that, and I'll just leave it there. How come they didn't mention the families of Nicole Brown or the family of Ron Goldman? Just saying. I don't know. Biden is so tired from traveling, he's now going to give a virtual address at Al Sharpton's annual, quote, civil rights conference, the National Action Network. Linda, remember when I debated Sharpton at that very event a number of years ago?
Sure do.
Were you there for that? I don't know if you, I don't think you were there.
Of course I was.
Okay, and Sweet Baby James was there?
Everybody was there. We were all there.
All right, so we're in this room. The room is packed to capacity. I mean, when I say standing room only, like the sides were filled, the back room was, I mean, any additional space people were standing. Then outside the door, I was watching people pounding on the door. You could hear them loudly shouting, let us in, let us in. And I went over and I debated Reverend Al. And at one point, you know, I remember I started out the debate and I said, now, Reverend, before we get going, I mean, you've been a preacher since you're a young person. He said, yeah. And you're a Christian. You're a Christian pastor, where you say, right? Yeah. He said, yes. And you believe that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, I believe that. And I said, well, I believe all of that, too. How could you be so wrong on everything else? I'll never forget how I started it. Then you might remember what we brought with us to that debate. Now, we have had highlights of the old Reverend Al throughout the years and the incendiary things that he has said. And I had them all on tape, and I brought with me what they used to call those big boom boxes. Do they make them anymore? I don't think they do.
They don't, but you can buy them at a flea market if you want. I wouldn't give Alexa anything. That's just the communists listening to you.
Well, they apparently take a lot of information based on...
Yes, they do.
Based on whatever you say. I don't have Alexa. I will never plug my phone into a car charger, ever. Never have. Never will. Because the cars, they take information on people. You know, one of the things that car dealerships do that a lot of people don't know about is they monitor what radio stations people are listening to. That's pretty cool.
That's a little weird, actually.
Well, but they monitor it because that's where they spend their advertising dollars. And then they'll look
also... Yeah, but, you know, for tiger moms like me, they're like, oh, she's listening to conservative talk radio again, or she's listening to Hillsong or something. They're like, oh, conservative Christian, let's follow her around.
Yeah, well, they're going to follow you around just because of your association with me, so you're just stuck anyway. Tiger mom Linda shows up at the school board meeting, and, man, oh... I wish we had the tape of this woman that you sent me yesterday.
But honestly, so I'm going to tell you something. We have the tape, but Ethan and I went through it together today.
You can't air it.
We can't air it. We can't air it. So this woman,
I'm going to try and air it tonight.
But no, but Julie, we got to give her a shout out. Her name's Julie Gebhardt. She's in Florida. She's fighting against this school district with these books. And the stuff that is in these books is so vile, so beyond the pale. First of all, they're talking, oh my God, the things that she's talking about, I haven't even heard of some of these things, and they're so vile. And this is what your kids are reading. That's the problem, is that most of these parents, they don't know.
And she's actually reading it, and like you, I didn't understand all of it either, which, you know, maybe is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, people do that? I'm like, okay, I'm libertarian, whatever you're into, but that's not the problem. That's not the issue at hand here. Mm-mm. It's age-appropriate materials being taught kids. I mean, this.
But
this
it's is also so, normalizing something that's not. It's not even experimental. It's just vile, and it's so inappropriate. And there's no educational benefit. It's like, what are you going to do with that? Where are you going to get a job? What are you doing? What is that information going to help you further your life? It's not. It's just not sick.
These schools think they are superior to parents and their morality is superior to parents and they know better how you should raise your children. And so they put these books that would be triple X rated anywhere. I'm listening to this. My mouth is, I'm so glad my kids are done with school. I am so glad. At least they're done for now. I mean, if you go to grad school, it doesn't matter at that point. By the way, I'm not sure why the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, the amendment requiring the FBI to get a warrant before searching Americans' private communications. We learned all the problems about FISA a number of years ago and how it was abused. This is under FISA section. We talked about it a lot, 702. It was a tie vote, 212 to 212. Every House member opposed that amendment. And then Speaker Johnson, who typically avoids voting in the House, then intervened and was the tiebreaker. And he cast his vote against the warrants, you know, trampling on the very essence of the whole thing. It makes no sense at all whatsoever. Now, we're going to watch a showdown. Not only do we have the Trump trial in New York expected to start on Monday with jury selection, 42 questions given jurors. Do you listen to talk radio? Where do you get your news sources? Fox News? We're listed in there. I wonder how many people in New York are going to say Hannity. That could be interesting, although we'll never know. More than 40 GOP senators now are calling on Schumer to permit the impeachment trial against Department of Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas. In the next hour, I'm going to introduce you to Congressman Mike Cloud of Texas. I mean, he just beat the crap out of Mayorkas in a hearing demanding that he answer a simple question. And the question was, has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you have taken office? And the guy will not answer it. I'm going to save it for the next hour. When you hear this tape, it's going to make your blood boil. And the answer is they haven't done a thing. That's why we are where we are with the border crisis. I was just watching on Fox News, Mike Tobin reporting from the border about how one illegal immigrant with terror ties was released twice back into the country. And they caught another guy on the terror watch list from Afghanistan. Doesn't make sense, does it? All these tens of thousands of people from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan showing up at our southern border. No, it doesn't. You got wild footage. We'll show you tonight of a illegal immigrant mobs scuffling with New York cops at a homeless shelter. You got an illegal immigrant from Afghanistan on the terror watch list, roaming free in the U.S. after being released by Border Patrol and immigration judge. You got a man on the, why would they release this person? You got Blue City planning now. Blue cities like Denver, Colorado, planning to defund the police. Why? Because they need the money to pay for Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants and the services they all need. You know, we talked earlier about a 16-year-old mugger arrested for shoving a parishioner, the 68-year-old woman going to church, punching her in the face, and she falls down the stairs. You got a family of a grandmother attacked on church steps. I mean, it's unreal. What the hell's gone on with this country? We'll give you a preview later tonight on Hannity of the jury selection. And, these are we'll tell you about what they're going to be looking for. There are 42 questions. Now, I don't know how this is going to work out. I could tell you what I think. I don't think Donald Trump can get a fair trial in New York. I don't think any conservative can, but especially if you have the last name Trump. Hannity wouldn't help you either. I don't think he can get a fair trial in Fulton County, Georgia. I absolutely know he can't get a fair trial in D.C. either. Pretty unbelievable. All of these things. How do we have why did people make the trek from Afghanistan, Iran, China? Why are they showing up at our southern border? Did you ever ask yourself why? Why would they show up here? They're showing up here because they have nefarious intentions. What are the odds that the vast majority are coming here for those reasons? Do you think they really want a better life for themselves and their families? I would argue probably the vast majority of illegal immigrants coming from, El Salvador or, countries in Latin America, probably want a better life for themselves and their families. Probably the vast majority. And they make the perilous journey in the hopes that they can get here and have a better opportunity in their lives. Doesn't mean we shouldn't vet them. We've got to vet everybody. We should make sure they don't have any radical associations. We need a health check in a post-COVID world. Look at the measles outbreak, et cetera, that's gone on in Chicago. And we also need to know that you're not going to be a burden on the American people. I don't think it's that hard. And do that, and then I don't care where you come from. This is the great replacement theory. No, it's not. It's the great legality theory. I believe in immigration, legal immigration. Don't worry. They're going to be squatting in a home near you. Can you believe now states have to put squatting laws on the books? They never had to do that before. Can you believe that homeowners have to spend, six figures on lawyers just to get their own home back? And if you dare try to kick the person out yourself, the odds are much higher that you're the one that's going to be arrested. This is like the inmates running the asylum. By the way, we see a massive demographic shift. We'll do more on that as the program unfolds today. A former employee of Fani Willis is now cooperating with Jim Jordan on allegations that Fani misused federal funds. And Trump and the RNC, by the way, are now pressing Biden to debate early and often. Let's see how that works out. I am telling all of you, we are 206 days from an inflection moment for this country. We're either going to continue to deteriorate as a country, or we're going to reverse course and we're going to get on a course correction with our economy, with our borders, with our national security, and reclaim our rightful role as the leader of the free world, or we won't. 206 days, you'll decide. Mayorkas just got destroyed by Congressman Michael Cloud of Texas. He'll join us. We'll play it for you at the top of the hour. Also, we'll get into FBI Director's Wray admonition and warning that the threats have never been this elevated. Then why the hell is he not making Joe Biden enforce our immigration laws?
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.